When did you join the police?
Yes, I was joined the police 98 on the Christmas Eve. Uh-huh. I left at the Christmas Eve on your lake. Sergeant Hall, he was in charge of the police. Mm-hmm. And we came to Battleford.
Oh, yeah.
And about 200 dogs with it.
Did you?
Uh-huh. And a team of horses. Then we got there, I stayed there at about 2 weeks in Battleford. Going in Major Corton, I used to drive him with a dog, so he wanted to have a ride of dogs. Mm-hmm. And they called for us to come. We went to Saskatoon, and we took a train from in there to go to Regina. And about halfway, the wheel broke down, and we had a big logs behind, and they just dragged that, pulled that, ties, pulled right through. Everybody walked. Woman, man, everybody. And we got about 1 o'clock in the night, Regina. Then they took us in the barracks over there, and then I stayed there about 2 weeks. All the dogs already go, the horses too. Mm-hmm. Then he called us in and he called us to go. We went to go into Vancouver. We stayed there. We went to Major Perry. Major Perry, who was in charge of the whole JCC, oh, yeah. And they examined all the boys, if he's strong, his body, everything, to go to Dawson. Yeah. If he's not, send him back. Oh, yeah. I was stayed there. All I know, the boys, and Force of Scotsman, police boys. My father used to work the police long time, you see, Force of Scotsman. Don't know how many years he was working, you know. They built out of the barracks, you know.
Yeah.
And we come to the Red Major Perry. All the boys examine every day. Me the last. And Sergeant Coates, he come from Port Saskatchewan. He was in charge of the party. And he come up to me, you now, says, take off your clothes now. And I took off my clothes. Hey. I went in, doctor, and he looked, oh, that man, he says, it's as solid as a rock.
Good.
I put you across.
Yeah.
All the boys I knew were going away, see? Oh. That touched me, that, oh, that boy's hard. Cool.
And then you came north, eh?
Mm-hmm. Oh. And we stayed there, and then we came across. We came across the boat, you know.
Yeah.
To Skagway.
Yes.
We landed Skagway there. Chicago is just nothing but tents, you know. Oh, gee, lot of tents. Americans, right, you see. Yeah.
That was 1898, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. 98. Mm-hmm. 98, January, we left until January, see.
January.
And we got there at January, February. February, we got to the Chicago, mm-hmm. at the end of February. And we stayed there, and Woods, Commander Woods, he was in Chicago. And Major Wallace already, he went back. He'd been coming to Dawson with the dogs, and he went back. We meet him. We met in the Bennett. I hear they told him, he says, don't you fight, he says. He's going to be trouble now, the Americans, he says, for that summit. They missed the line. There's this American line just halfway, and then and Canadian line is supposed to be halfway, but American, he think it was all close in here.
Mm-hmm.
So he want that, you know, that's what they had a trouble, you know, for a long time. Oh, putting here, they got a trouble in there.
And what did you do in there?
I was packing the dispatch from the Bennett to Skagway, the officers, you see.
Yeah.
And the dispatch, just parking dispatch and go in the night, you know. I never go in daytime because it was rough. They grabbed me, you know. It was shoot one at the other, broke legs and broke arms. And man, I never see like it. I thought, he told me, he says, sometime you're going to get killed away. Well, I said, it's all right. My time comes, it's all right. I got to do that what they told. With the police, I say I can't say no.
No. And you travel back and forth between
Skagway and the Bennett, yes.
Oh.
Major Steele was in charge on the bandit.
Major Steele.
Yeah, Major Steele. Yeah. See, Major Steele and Wood, it was in Skagway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and parking that at the spots, parking pole there. Then he quiet down on the summit. We put it, the summit right there, the tents. Nothing but tents, you know. Mm-hmm. Our tents, the Canadian side. And we put the guns.
You had the guns there, eh?
Two magazines.
Oh.
And already everything rifles ready. Then he was coming. He couldn't take it all right. He got about over 500 of them, I guess, American soldiers.
Oh.
Then the time he going to start it, and he said he's going to start it tomorrow. He said we couldn't take it.
Do you remember the date?
Hmm?
Do you remember?
I don't remember the date, dear.
Uh-huh.
So I was busy, and so I took passage, and then I went to the bonnet, made the steel, ticketed it back in mail, you know, to.
Yeah.
And he wrote to me and come back, and I'm going to the Chicago. And, all right. Then we got everything ready, and then it's coming now. Well, we could hear the sound of the soldiers, you know, coming. It's at the hotel, right in the bottom, the flat in there. Klondike Hotel, hotel there, right there.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to come up with a hill to go up to the summit. So nice, you know, no trees, it's just valley, like, you know. Then Maxim, they put it right down in there and ready. Oh, boy, I don't know what it is.
Were you there the day of the slide?
Eh?
Were you there in April when the big slide came down?
Big slide?
Yes.
Way after. After, yes. I was there, the big slide came, you know, lots of Indians. After the finish, I was there, the Bennett Indian, Metastil,
yeah.
Then I used to car email from in there to Skagway.
Yeah.
And back down and downhill that creek, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The creek, you know, and the trees way high, you know, the way up the hill. And he said, look out, he says, the engine, he says, he born in here, he know this country now, he says, pretty soon he's going to have a snow slide. Well, I don't know nothing about snow slide, what is snow slide?
Mm-hmm.
He says, it will cover that creek. And the people, thousands, thousands of people, that the creek all the way up, he want to go up the Dawson Park to stuff up, he says, pull the stuff up,
sure.
Go up on top of the hill in there. Tents and women, all that. Then, next day I went, hello, look, no trees, what's the matter? I see the people, the line of people, they walk, the shovel in the snow and the snow. I go down, hello, Louis, did you see a snow slide? Did you look at here? I don't know how many hundred people entered here. He was sleeping at tents all the way up, see, carried the stuff, pulled the stuff, relay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was leaving right there, and then the new slide came. And big, long, 40 feet long, 30 feet long logs, it was on the creek all the way up, you can't see nothing.
Okay.
Just a lovely valley, not snow slide. Oh.
Did you help dig one thing or another?
Eh?
Did you help dig them out? Were you helping with the digging too? Were you digging the snow too?
No.
You were busy with your dispatches?
No, I was busy for mail.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the car mail to the officer, and I got the car mail to come back and ban it.
Mm-hmm.
He worked out well, and I don't know how many hundred people there, woman, poor woman. I used to see him, he pulled out the Yukon sleigh, you know, pull up, relay the grub, you know, and next time on top like that, you know, and a woman, lots of women. You know.
And then you came to Dawson then, did you?
I came to Dawson I went in spring, I passed in spring in Taggies. Taggies, we built a barracks there.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Was that 99?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. 99.
Oh.
Yeah, 99 in spring, and then we build a barracks in there. Then Wood Command is in the Taggies.
Mm-hmm.
We're a big place. And cut the hair in the fall. And he shipped me up, he sent me up in Tessel, in Selkirk, below Selkirk. And I was in the station there. Then I got a mail from me, and he took a mail from here to there. And when he took it mail from me, I took it from me in the White Horse. Then guy, I bring a mail from me in the White Horse. Sometime I come right through the Dawson. Sometime I meet the mail on the Tessel, on Selkirk. And he took a mail, and I took his mail. He took my mail. Go back again.
How many dogs did you use?
Five.
Five dogs, eh?
Five dogs.
How many miles a day would you travel then?
Well, I make 30 miles a day, 35 and 25.
Mm-hmm.
And that time there was no hotels, no stopping place. We camp out.
Oh.
We camp out all the time. Yeah.
It was cold sometimes, eh?
Cold, so very cold. Yeah. You see, he took a mail. He took bad job. It was in corporal, and there was another special, you know, John Bell. And before I was strong, not very strong, he froze the Yukon, all right. But before then, he come to our place. He says, I take it out the mail now, he says, on the White Horse. Well, all right. And about 1 week, mm-hmm. He came back. Hello. We lost the mail, he said. He lived on the river, the sleigh and the mail on the river.
Mm-hmm.
And he camp on the side hill there, he camp out. And water came, broke out the Yukon.
Where went the mail?
He went away everything.
Oh.
He had to walk from in there on the shore. To make it attachment, you know, to like that.
How long did you haul mail, Mr. Cardinal? How long did you haul mail? How many years did you work?
I haul mail here with the police in 6 years, and I haul mail about 2 years CD company.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Every winter?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Every winter.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then where did you go from here?
He sent me up to at Aklavik.
Oh, you went to Aklavik as a special
police.
Constable. Oh,
again, I work in the police.
Oh.
Another 4 years there, mm-hmm. I work in.
How long since you've been back to Dawson?
Huh?
How long since you've been here?
I've been here about 40 years.
40 years ago.
Yeah, 40 years ago.
Has it changed very much?
Huh?
Changed very much? Is it different?
No, it's different. I tell you, this all is willows, sir. The trees grew up in the flat.
Oh.
There was nothing. There was nothing. All this flat, there was nothing. Nigger heads were about that high, full of water. This all in. And they cut it up that one before I left, you know, just the little road in to make it little.
Mm-hmm.
Little town, you know.
Yeah.
There was quite a few, and how many, he says, hotels there was in there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six there was
six
in
right
there. Oh, that time it was gold.
Well, now how did you come out? Your home is in Arctic Red River, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your home is in Arctic Red River?
Arctic Red River, my home.
Yes.
I was home. McPherson first.
Yeah.
First wife, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Had Sun Bay man manager, his daughter I married first, you see.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Then I grew my kids up, and then I took this, my wife, Nini.
Mm-hmm.
Was a good woman, huh? She understand everything, English and French and everything. Talk everything.
And how did you come out to Dawson yesterday?
Eh?
How did you get out here?
I got out with the plane with an inspector.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy your trip?
Oh, sure, yeah, the John Shaw.
And then you went to the show last night. What did you think of that show, Foxy?
Oh, that's fine. I like that. I see that. I see it outside a lot of Susie, you know, at Yellowknife, you know.
Yeah.
I've been at Yellowknife, you know, and a lot of Susie. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, I see that, it is very lovely.
You
I could sit there all night once. Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fine. So I was thank very much those people and Yukon people is think about me now. I come in here, he knows me. I've been here in the country. I'm very, very glad.
Well, I think the people are very glad to have you. And thank you, Mr. Lewis Cardinal, who was a special constable with the Mounted Police in the Chilkoot Pass in 1898. Mr. Cardinal said he celebrates his 85th birthday, July 19th. This is Arthur Retallick in Dawson City.